friends.
There you go. Good deal.
Yeah.
Well, we had a funeral all weekend, so that was that.
It went well. 6 hours.
Something like that goes.
24-hour race in January.
And she was kind of a matriarch of the family.
4 hours. I do get breaks.
So,
when I work these races,
but,
work.
I kind of like
do.
The last few funerals I've been to.
There's really no time for
one day,
fun or anything.
That's it. You know, it's like.
I had to be on my toes.
That's even one day more than I want
sort of
for me. But funerals are not for the deceased; they're for the living.
Again, if I sound lousy, I'm just
gotta
exhausted.
Take that into account.
Anyway,
but if we're up to me,
Sean,
I'd say like my dad used to say, just bury me in a burlap sack out in the backyard. When's the last time you heard burlap sack?
You guys doubled a little bit there, but I heard both of you. Funerals are definitely for the living. It's, they can be tough, but it is nice now, though. I think, Sean, you were saying that the visitation is just one day, because, man, I remember when I was younger, and it probably was when people were a little bit more ethnic, closer to off the boat. Sometimes there were 2 and 3 days, and they were brutal. Just a marathon of talking to people and getting introduced to people and stuff like that. So it is a little bit easier now that it's sometimes the whole thing's in one day, the visitation and the funeral. But just having a one-day visitation and then a second-day funeral makes it a little bit easier on the living. Over to you, Donald.